Like I said, stuck with me on everything tonight, so I'm sorry. if you want to go ahead and turn to Leviticus chapter number 27. So, I know a lot of things have changed in the last couple of days. I found out that I was going to be speaking tonight, yesterday, so... Pastor said, make it a short devotion. I said, that shouldn't be a problem. So, I just got a few handful of verses we're going to read. I got to thinking, you know, what the Lord might want me to deal with tonight. And I thought maybe, you know, something that's not too difficult, not too controversial or anything. And he said, okay, so I want you to talk about tithing. So we're going to talk about tithing. So bear with me. In Leviticus chapter 27, we're going to go ahead and start in verse 30, I believe. Yes, verse 30. And it says, and all the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or if the fruit of the tree is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord. And if a man will at all redeem aught his tithes, he shall add thereunto a fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd and of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm really not going to spend a whole lot of time on money. So, but we've all heard it. We all know that the tithe is 10% of our increase. Okay? We all know that. That's pretty simple. That's pretty easy. And I've heard people say, well, that's something that was under the law, and we're not under the law anymore. But if you go back and look, Abraham tithed, and he was before the law was. So it's not necessarily a thing of the law. It was around even before that. And so I just took that in for free. And so obviously we know that as Christians, you know, we have a responsibility in tithing. And I'm going to read some verses. I'm not going to have you turn to all of them, but in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, we know it says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? It says, in tithes and offering. So I heard a statistic, and I don't know if this is true because I've heard that 99.9% of statistics are made up. So I heard that, I've always heard that like 10% of the church membership does all the work. But I've also heard like 10% of the church membership are also the ones that tithe. And I'm not saying that's here, but I believe it's true in a lot of places. But when we do, we rob God. And one thing I want to make note of here in this verse here, it says in tithes and offerings. Now, obviously, tithes and offerings are not the same thing. The tithes is the absolute. That's the 10%. Offerings is going to be anything you give above and beyond that tithe. Pretty simple. And he says you're robbing them in tithes and in offerings. So if we're just giving that 10%, then we're still robbing God. I'm not. There's no set amount for that. But if we're not giving above that 10%, at some point in time, we're robbing God. So, and believe it or not, that's all I'm going to say about that. We'll move on. Because I don't want to focus just on tithing with our finances, our money, or as I have wrote down, I only have 3, not 12. Tithing with our treasure, first point. My second point is, I'm going to bring up, is tithing with your time. With your time. And if you want to turn to Matthew 6, Matthew chapter 6, and we'll look at verse 33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Problem is we try to focus on all these things and we put God to the side and we say, you know what, I'm busy with this right now, but I'll get to you in a little bit. And we put him on the back burner. And what happens is we get so busy, we completely leave him out altogether. I believe one of the biggest tools that Satan uses today is keeping us busy. It seems like the older I get, the more busy everybody gets. Always got something going on, something we got to do, something that needs our attention. And what happens is we take the things of God, push it off to the side. So the tithing with our time, that includes coming to church. That includes reading our Bible. That includes praying. Anything in the ministry, working for God, doing what He has called us to do, giving Him our time. We have a responsibility to do that. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then it says, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we focus on God first and our time, the other things are going to fall into place. You're going to be better equipped for all the other things that follow afterward. Right? Point three. Told you I'd be short. So we're going to tithe with our treasures. We're going to tithe with our time. But we should also tithe with our talents. I'm not talking about talents like money. We're not circling back around. I'm talking about your gifts, your abilities that God has given you, each one of us. In Romans 12:1 it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, we should serve God. And I could go and talk about the body of Christ and how we all have different things that we do. I'm not going to turn there tonight. We all know that. But we should serve God. If God has given you the ability to sing, sing for the Lord. You can play an instrument for God. We all have different abilities. We all have different talents. We should find a way to use those for God. I like art. Okay, got to be in the mood for it, but I do like art. And I used to wonder, how can God use my art ministry? And last year they asked me to help with Vacation Bible School with doing some of the decorations and stuff. And God said, there you go. That's how you can do it. Use your abilities. Use your talents. Use the things that you know for God. We have to make that choice. In our gifts, we should tithe those to God. Because the thing is the treasures, the time, the talent, they're all His anyway. We're just basically borrowing them for a while. In 1 Samuel 12:24, it says, only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you. We should, as it said here in the verse before, reasonable service. Why? Because of all the things He's done for us. He's allowed us to keep so much for ourselves. If He's only asking for the 10% as far as the financial, we get to keep 90% of it. I mean, that's a blessing. He don't have to let us have any of it. In Joshua 24:15, we see it says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. And you drop down to the end of it, it says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have to make that decision. In all three of these areas of our lives, time, our treasure, our talents. And then I told you I was going to be quick. I got two more verses. Turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Oops, I'm sorry, I lied. Three verses. That's two. Proverbs chapter 3. Look at verse number 9. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Now let's stop right there. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Not only should we tithe in these areas, But I want you to notice it says the first fruits. God should get right off the top. When I get a check, when I was working and I first started getting checks from my job and I was excited to get that, when I went and cashed it, the first thing I did was I took my tithes and I set it in a section by itself, and then everything else came out of what was left. I don't take care of everything else and then see if I have enough to take care of my tithes. God gets the first fruits. He gets the best. That's what He deserves. And that's what He asked for. And that's the way we should do it. And it says so in verse 10, "So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine." What is it saying? As you do that, He will bless you. I can tell you that from experience, reading this from the Bible. I've lived it. I've done this, and God has blessed me so much more than I deserve. And I've worried a whole lot more than I should have because He has taken care of me so many ways. So not only do we need to tithe these things, but we need to make it our first fruits. We need to make it our best that He gets. And then let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This is the last point. Second Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 7 says, "Every man according as he hath, he purposeth in his heart." First of all, we need to, we can learn that from David, not David, Daniel, I believe it was. He purposed in his heart. In other words, he made sure, he went ahead and settled in his heart, "I'm going to do this." All right? "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give," and this could be in any of these areas, "not grudgingly or of necessity." In other words, we're not supposed to do this because we're supposed to do it. Right? It's not, "I'm doing this because I have to." He says, "For God loveth a cheerful giver." We should do it because we love Him. God wants us to be cheerful givers. He wants us to give of our money, of our time, of our gifts, because we love Him. We want to serve Him. And that's simple as that. You know, I've also, and I meant to mention this earlier, so I'm going to go back and throw this in. One of the greatest abilities that God wants is availability. And that's all He asks of us, is to give these things to Him and to give Him the best of it. Because if we say, "I'm going to do what You want me to, Lord, but I'm going to do all this first," if you're like me, what happens is you get so busy and you never get back to it. But if we do the best first, rest is even sweeter. And so, not all I have. I told you I'd try to keep it short. Lisa said, "Keep it short." I said, "Don't worry, Pastor already told me that." Yes, sir. All right. There it is. Kid. That was one I had wrote down. I'm sorry. All right. I'll go ahead and back and read the first one again. Verse 8. It says, "Will man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but ye say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Right in there.